ABC Radio Australia. The idea of a trans-Tasman travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand is officially on the cards after the Kiwi Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern yesterday joined Australia's National Cabinet via video link. While many in the Pacific's tourism industries are hoping that bubble could be extended to the region as well, neither Ms Ardern or Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison mentioned it yesterday. What they have both said is that they expect this idea of travel between even Australia and New Zealand is still some way off. But New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters, who likes to take credit for the idea, is perhaps more optimistic. Here he is speaking with the ABC.
We should be able to expect as soon as possible.
What does that
reality,
mean?
What it means is we've got to see our population in the way we've attacked COVID-19 and the enormous success both of our countries have had. We've got to have confidence in our results, in our medical team and in our people. But if we see our population for this purpose as the Anzacs, one people in a bubble, albeit two countries, then we'll start thinking outside the square more laterally and I hope more immediately about the potential. Times of the essence in terms of both of our economies, and if we have got confidence in each other, have the same systems and see ourselves as one for the purpose of economic recovery, then I think it'll be a whole lot sooner than people think.
New Zealand's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Winston Peters there. Meanwhile, a government minister in Papua New Guinea has weighed in on the issue, saying that PNG and all the Pacific Island countries should be included. Minister Justin Chichenko says that because both Australia and New Zealand having substantial islander communities, the sooner they are allowed to travel back and forth, the better. He's suggesting that a travel corridor be set up with strict controls, and he spoke with Pacific Beat's Richard Hewitt.
We can't be isolated in this regard. That will, I think, be the wrong move. I think we all should partner this together because whatever happening in the Pacific Islands will also affect Australia. And look at the big Samoan population, Tongan population and PNG population in Australia and New Zealand. So these people will come back and forth. They have to in the future. So it's good that we get together and resolve this as one and they can put us as part of the bubble. Just like we are all in the Pacific Islands Forum, let's all be together as one big Pacific happy family and fight this virus together.
So what sort of controls do you think there would need to be if there was agreement on a travel bubble and Papua New Guinea were to be included in that along with the other Pacific Islands? How would it operate, do you think?
I think maybe if Australia and New Zealand say, okay, Pacific Island countries, you can only go through, for example, Brisbane to come to Australia. That's your only port you can come through. And then from there, you get onto the app, which Australia has done very well to track people's movements so they know where they've gone, what they're doing. And of course, pre-medical tests to ensure that everybody is coronavirus free before they travel. But I think traveling through one port in Australia or New Zealand will allow us to control the virus, control the movement, and ensure that people are tracked and looked after properly.
You won't, of course, need reminding that travel between Papua New Guinea and Australia has had its difficulties before coronavirus. So I'm just wondering how big a factor will that be? I mean, for the longest time now, of course, Papua New Guinea has been asking for visas on arrival in Australia. You still can't get those.
That is true. We have to apply. And I think there'll be more stringent restrictions put on Papua New Guineans if they want to go to Australia. So they've already got, I think, part of some of the requirements of the visa application going to Australia is that you must be tested for TB. So we already have health restrictions put on Papua New Guineans travelling to Australia when it comes to TB and other infectious diseases. So really, at the end of the day, it's nothing different than making sure that you're coronavirus-free in that regard.
You talk about PNG being coronavirus-free. I mean, can you be categoric about that? Isn't there a risk that there may be cases out there that you just don't know about yet and therefore the caution is essential here?
You're probably absolutely right. I mean, our testing has not been done extensively yet. And who knows if we do have it or not, but we don't have our hospitals full of dead people. We don't have our morgues filling up over to capacity. We don't have people dropping dead on the street. The situation is that all the signs that coronavirus puts forward in that regard are not cited in our communities, settlements or villages. And the testing that has been done in Papua New Guinea, all those have been retested and sent the results sent down to Brisbane, Australia, have all come back negative. So we're in a very interesting situation. But at this point of time, I walk through my settlements and in my electorate and villages and urban areas with the knowledge that our people are still healthy, strong, marketing, and as best they possibly can under the circumstances, getting on with their normal daily lives.